Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, Associate Editor for SearchExchange.com, and in this Q&A with Exchange expert Missy Koslowski, we'll continue our discussion on email archiving and also talk about the idea of hosted email services. So without further ado, let's get back to our Q&A with Missy. Okay, so still staying with that theme, I was wondering, there's talk, there's a lot of talk about, hosted services. Did you have an opinion one way or another in regards to hosted email archiving versus on-site email archiving?
I think that there are uses for both, and I think that sometimes a hosted solution is better because you don't have to manage it, you don't have to deal with it, you kind of just set it up and forget it, and then worry about it later. You don't have to worry about, well, how are we, what are we doing with the older data? Are we moving that to less expensive storage, et cetera, et cetera? The hosting company takes care of all of that. I mean, it's another one of those things where it's horses for courses, right? You have to figure out what works best for your organization. Do you have a huge SAN that you want to manage? Have you invested in something like an EMC Clarion, which seems to be, the archive vendor of choice for those big archives? It's one of those things that's kind of up and down, and you never know what would work best for you. But I think, large organizations probably want to look at a hosted solution because it's an awful lot to manage.
And sticking with the hosted services idea, Microsoft's been discussing Exchange Server 14 with particular attention being paid to the fact that it was built to be used either as a hosted service or as a premises platform. Do you have any insight from clients on features they'd like to see either added or removed in the new release?
Well, I think customers are really looking for ease of deployment and migration. The simpler Microsoft can make it to deploy Exchange 14, the happier organizations are going to be. I haven't had the chance to talk specifically about Exchange 14 with their customers. 3Sharp has an NDA with Microsoft regarding Exchange 14, and we're very careful to keep to that agreement, so I haven't been really able to talk about it much. I know that the ability to use both hosted and on-premises Exchange is super cool, and if you're looking at the adoption rate of solutions like Microsoft's Live at EDU, it's a pretty popular already. I know that, like, the University of Queensland in New Zealand has 83,000 students on Live at EDU, and Ohio State University just said that they'll use Live at EDU for their 61,000 student accounts. So hosted Exchange is certainly becoming more popular. And for organizations where you do have that kind of tier, where you have, maybe you want to keep your faculty and staff in one place, but the students or maybe your manufacturing workers or whatever, the lower people who don't need as intense an email experience, they can use the Live at EDU, which actually has pretty fabulous, or the hosted on-premises, which is actually hosted Exchange, which is the same as the Live at EDU. They have lots of really cool features out there, and they have integration with OCS and SharePoint, and they have a SkyDrive, and there's lots of really, really cool stuff on there. So I think the timing on Microsoft's part is great now in terms of what they're offering in terms of a hosted solution. I mean, I worked it for an ASP 10 years ago when we were offering hosted Exchange, and everybody thought we were crazy. And probably we were because it was a little ahead of its time, but now it seems like it really is the right time.
What are your thoughts on email hosting picking up among enterprise customers? And basically, are people, are they relaxing about letting their email go off-site?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're still concerned about, the VIPs and the vice presidents and the CEOs and all of those things. But I think for a lot of email, there are, organizations are starting to see that, you really can host Exchange, and it can be really, in terms of finances, it's cost-effective, right? You don't have to have as many staff managing things. You don't have to manage as many servers. You don't have the same power costs that you'd have. There are lots of ways you can save money by doing hosting. So I think that, 10 years in, people are starting to get comfortable with the idea of hosted Exchange, with the ability to host some mailboxes and manage others on site. Hosted offerings are a lot more interesting than they used to be.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But I'd like to once again thank Missy for taking part in this podcast, and thanks to all of you for listening. Be sure to be on the lookout for the final installment of this podcast series, as well as articles from Missy Koslowski and more from SearchExchange.com.